Unit 1. Station 2. Listen to a radio interview.
This is Carl Jackson with 550 News in Edmonton, Alberta. Good evening. This morning, 150 protesters met in front of the state parliament here in Edmonton for a day of action. They were protesting against a new pipeline. Here in the studio is their leader, the activist Jane Drews. Thank you very much for joining me. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And it's great to be here.
So, Jane, please tell us what happened this morning.
Well, we came to show that we're against this 4,000-kilometer pipeline. Some of us were arrested, but that won't stop us. We have to do what's right for our world, for the future, and for our children.
Canada Oil, the oil company, says that the project will make Canada richer and create a lot of new jobs. Could you explain why you were against the project?
Well, not everything is about money. First of all, the pipeline crosses the land of Indigenous peoples.
Uh-huh.
The oil companies do not own this land. The Indigenous peoples should decide what happens. Many of the tribes are against the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the danger of leaks in the pipeline? Everyone knows that Canada Oil has a horrible history of such accidents. Another problem is that we already produce tons of CO2 every year by burning oil for energy. I'm also talking about how CO2 affects climate change.
Mm-hmm.
It will only get worse if we don't stop using oil, coal, and gas.
Well, thank you very much, Jane.